I can't believe I'm here again. Waiting outside a locker room for a crumb of sweaty attention isn't how I thought I'd ever choose to be spending my Friday nights again. Yet, here we are. I definitely didn't miss this part of dating a hockey player. I mean, not that Jack and I are dating. Either way, it's nothing like things were with Alex. The 4 years we spent together were definitely a relationship. But there was always still a bit of distance there I could never really explain. Things with Jack are more casual. Just a bit of fun. And fun competition when I come down to watch his games, since he's Alex's teammate.
Watch it. I told you.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear. Even just hearing Alex on the other side of the door spikes my adrenaline a little. He's always had that effect on me, even now, all these years later. And Alex took it pretty well, I guess, when he first saw Jack and me together. But since their coach changed the lines and they're playing together more closely, things have been more heated. But the way they played tonight was electric, and the chemistry between them led to a winning goal with just a few seconds left on the clock. It was exactly what the whole team needed, and it was good to see everyone in such high spirits as they came off the ice. Even though that's probably why post-game is taking so long. I know the whole locker room really gets into it after a game like tonight's. But it's gotta be almost empty in there now. Most of the guys have gone, some eager to get home to their wives, and others ready to go out and celebrate their win. Maybe I even got lucky and Alex snuck out in the last 2 minutes while I was scrolling on my phone. Not likely, but a girl can dream. Hopefully Jack won't be too much longer. I hate waiting, and this has felt longer than usual. I wonder what's going on in there.
Didn't expect that.
I know Alex is baiting me. He's been looking to get under my skin all week, and I've pretended not to notice. I turn away, pretending I didn't hear him as I keep packing up.
But Coach did say I could learn a thing or two.
I shouldn't respond. I know I shouldn't, but the hairs on the back of my neck rise with my adrenaline. We've only just finished a game, and all that pent-up tension is still right there. But I'll be the bigger man tonight. Whatever's gotten into him is not my problem.
It's just if I insisted on special order gloves and custom-molded skates before I'd iced with the team who paid a fortune for me, I think I'd be a little gentler with it. That's all.
The fragile leash of my self-control snaps. Even though I know I'll regret this, I can't stop myself. And if the captain badge on my chest was still as shiny and new as yours, I think I'd be a little more of a fucking man. Unless I didn't want to keep it. Especially now there's someone more suited to it in the locker room. It's childish and I'm above it, but I can't stop myself tonight. I puff up my bare chest, lightly tapping the space where the captain's C would sit on my jersey as I bare my teeth at him.
You wouldn't know how to lead a team if I gave you a leash.
I don't need handouts to make a name for myself.
Oh, you might not need handouts on the ice, but you sure seem fond of my leftovers in bed.
Hot fury rises, my hands curling into fists so tight I can feel my nails cutting into my palms. But I'm too proud and too new to start a locker room fight tonight. Instead, I let my words deal out the damage. Much like the coach, Hayden, it seems like Monica needed to call in the reinforcements to finish the job you couldn't get done. You fucking prick!
Fuck you.
Nah, I think you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Don't you ever say some shit like that again.
He's breathing hard. And when I regain my balance and step into his space, he steps away, moving back again until he can't go any further. Doesn't stop me. I move closer until I'm in his face. I notice the heavy rise and fall of his breath is joined by a panicked look and flushed cheeks and blown out pupils. I can't tell if he's scared or maybe he likes this, but it's something so much bigger than I realized.
What the fuck is going on here?
My head whips towards Monica's voice, and I see her standing in the open locker room door. The way she's looking at us makes my cheeks heat as I notice how we've ended up. I'm in Alex's space, his back to the row of lockers behind us, our bodies pressed, chest to chest. It's only now, as I become aware of my breathing, that I notice how close we really are. I'm practically pressed against him, skin to skin, since we're in nothing but our boxers. Well, nothing except the one sock I'm somehow still wearing. But I only notice it when I take stock of our bodies in this compromising position. And it's definitely not the most interesting thing I notice. No, I'm noticing the tension in Alex's body, still pressed into mine where I have him pinned. Monica, hey.
Hey yourself. Am I interrupting something?
No.
Yes. Our hips are pressed together, too, and I can't be sure, but I think he's noticing, too. Shock floods me as I realize that. Well, I think he might like it. I step back, making space between us and grinning at Alex's expression, which flits between confusion, frustration, surprise, and something else. It's too quick for me to be sure. Monica watches us both for a second longer before she's walking towards us, gaze flitting between mine and Alex's.
Great. Then you won't mind if I get involved.
She steps into our space, and even in heels, she's still a head shorter than both of us. It doesn't stop her from putting a pretty manicured hand on each of our chests and pushing us apart. I feel the heel of her palm, forcing me back, and I'm tempted not to let her move me. To stay right here in his space, to make Alex say something because of the way he reacted to that comment. I'm not even mad, but it's got me curious.
Wanna tell me what started this?
No.
I think Alex wants to fuck me.
What the fuck? No.
What? I thought you were fighting. Now you're... What?
No. Then maybe you just want to watch me fuck her. I tip my chin toward Monica, whose head is whipping between us, eyes wide with shock and curiosity. Mm-hmm. Still no, huh? Then what is it, Alex? You had her, but you couldn't keep her, and now she's got me, and you've got my captain spot. Maybe you just want it all. Is that it? I don't realize I'm moving closer until I'm breathing heavy in his face again. And he's watching my throat move as I swallow down the venom of my question. Monica pushes me back again, using her shoulders to shove between us until she can press her ass into me and physically push me back.
Enough of that, Jack. Back off.
But I can't let it go. Maybe ever since you found out about me, you've been thinking about it. Huh, Alex?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't I? Because all I know is that it wasn't finding out about Mon and me that made you turn your back on me.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm. I shake my head, holding her gaze just for a second before I turn to Alex and stare directly into his eyes. As I say, no. He only started acting like this when he found out that I'm bi. You seem to have a problem with that. Her pretty brows shoot up, surprised, which is fair because I don't think I've told her that before, even though it's not really a secret.
You're bi?
No.
Shut up,
Alex.
Well, I can't stop now. The whole locker room found out at the break that I dated Anders for a while. It's not a big deal.
Who's Anders?
the forward who got taken off the ice by the medics. He didn't come back, and even though we're opponents now, it was years ago. I was, well, the whole team knows now. And that's what fucks you off, isn't it? I tip my chin so that he has to hold my gaze even though he's trying to look away.
I don't care if you're gay, straight or bi. I don't care who you fuck.
No, I gathered that. But I think you care that I'm out. That I don't hide it. And I can't figure out why. But that's not entirely true, because I'm starting to put the pieces together now. The heavy weight of his hips pressed against mine. The friction I thought I imagined. The frantic, almost feral look in his eyes when I had him pinned between that locker and my body. There'd been more to his expression, and now I think I might know what it was. Should I guess, Alex?
Don't you fucking dare.
Maybe we should just go, Jackie.
She grips me, turning fully toward me and holding my gaze as she tries to convince me. I don't want to go. And she sees it on my face.
It was a hell of a game, and tensions are high. I don't know what the hell is happening right now, but let's just get out of here, okay?
And maybe she's right. Maybe I should just drop it. Just forget this happened and try to keep my nose clean for the rest of the season. Ignore Alex and his barbed wire words.
Yeah, Jackie.
Alex?
I don't need your help, Mon.
Her eyes widen, and her hand around my wrist goes slack in surprise because this is not like Alex. But that does it. His defensive responses and now his disrespectful tone when he talks to Monica. It's all too much for me to just let it go. Monica whips around, and it seems like she's forgotten that she wanted to leave. Her full lips are a tight line of fury as she prepares to unleash her anger on Alex, but I beat her to it. I think you do need my help, though, Alex. I think you need my help with working out whatever the fuck has got you wound up so fucking tight. And I think I know exactly what that is. I nudge Monica's hip, stepping into Alex's space again.
What are you doing, Jack?
Do I know, Alex? My eyes raise his body from his dark, flashing eyes to the curve of his mouth, down the thick column of his throat to his bare chest, shaved because I know he hates the way it feels when his pads catch up on the hair there. I know so much about him, and as my eyes slowly peruse his body, I learn even more. The deep inhale settling in his chest as his belly expands and tries to distract me, but I keep looking. Keep drinking him in until I find exactly what I expected. He can't hide that thick ridge of his erection in his wickedly tight boxers. Not now. It's hard to hide from me.
Oh, Alex.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.